This Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Rodenizer Home Services. If you're looking for a career with training and growth opportunities, Rodenizer is hiring experienced plumbers, electricians, and HVAC service and install techs. At Rodenizer, you aren't just a number, you're a part of something big. With aggressive pay and full benefit packages, Rodenizer is committed to providing an encouraging culture to put your career first. Go to careers.rodenizer.com to apply.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From the moment Mac Jones stepped in there this summer, he looked like he was a guy ready to take over. He led eight preseason drives this summer. Eight. Every one resulted in either a field goal or a touchdown. There was not a single drive this preseason that he initiated that they didn't score on. He impressed coaches with their accuracy. Spoke to one head coach last week who told me that he thought that Mac Jones could be and would be a Pro Bowl quarterback in this league for 10 years. And I'll be honest, I fully thought that he was going to wind up as the starting quarterback on opening day. What I didn't expect was that the Patriots today would release Cam Newton. But what that tells you is they are so sure of Mac Jones that they felt like it would be unfair to have Cam on the roster. They've got Brian Hoyer, a capable backup there in reserve. And so rather than put Cam in a position that might be a little bit awkward, they thanked him and said, "We are ready to go with the youngster. The new Patriot era begins now."
And welcome into the program, Felger and Maserati, on a Tuesday, August 30th. And that's the big news of the day, which you probably know by now. The Patriots release Cam Newton. And in all the reporting that they obviously fed to reporters across the country, they also included the fact that Mac Jones will be your starting quarterback. And that's the program today. If you are just joining us or just realizing that, that's what happened today, and that's what we will be discussing. Thankfully for us, this was a predetermined Big Boy Tuesday. Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal for his first in-studio stint in 2 years, right, Greg?
Yes.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, something like
it's
that.
It's really weird.
Yeah, or whatever. It's the first time we've seen the big fella in studio since the pandemic, and here we go. Great day to have you back on premises. What are your leadoff thoughts? We'll give you the floor.
My leadoff thought is Mac Jones won the job. I think we talked about it last week when I told you that Mac Jones was clearly the best quarterback throughout this summer. He gives the offense a much higher ceiling than Cam Newton. And I'm glad that Bill Belichick made this decision. Now, Bill leaves himself open to a lot of second guessing with this. And I don't know, and I've been driving, I don't know if it's been reported how it went down. I don't know if Cam was given the option that he was told Mac Jones is winning the job, we're going with Mac. And whether it was a mutual decision that Cam leave or the Patriots basically said it's better if you go. I don't know that yet. But I think Bill leaves himself open to second guessing if there's an injury to Mac Jones or he really struggles and you got to go to Brian Hoyer. We saw Brian Hoyer last year in Kansas City. The Patriots were furious after that game and basically buried Brian Hoyer for the rest of the year. And now you're going with a rookie quarterback with a gimpy left knee for a 17-game schedule where if they win a playoff game, get to the second round, you're talking 19 games in 20 weeks after a guy who played at Alabama when you had a couple of breaks, basically 3 weeks, and you had seven blowouts. Bill leaves himself open to second guess, but I give him credit for making this decision, and I think this all goes back to what we constantly talk about with this team. You can talk about circumstances, whatever you want, about what might be at play, what might not be at play. To me, in my experience covering this team for the last decade, you earn what you get on the practice field with Bill Belichick. Practice field, preseason, what have you. Mac Jones, in my mind, clearly won the job, was clearly the better quarterback on most days, and he gives this offense a much higher ceiling than Cam Newton.
So, but your second guess is letting Newton go. Not obviously you think the right call is Jones over Newton. You look at it and say, well, why are you letting Newton go? You're going to need the guy, potentially.
Yes, that's my second guess.
What do you think, Mass?
My initial reaction to this thing, well, first of all, I was surprised. By the when, not the what. By the when. I did not expect it today. And so I think we all knew this was coming. We just didn't know when, and it came today. And my first reaction was similar to what Adam Schefter said. I said, well, here we go. Here we go. The next age and next era in Patriots history now begins. This is the successor to Tom Brady. Here we go. This, to me today, a historic day in Patriots history.
It's a big one.
Yeah, I think it's a massive day in Patriots history. And I'm glad Bill did it, but Greg is 100% right. This is a risky move. It is. He's taking a risk here. I give him credit for it because I didn't think he was going to do it.
Well, what if they go out and get a capable backup?
Okay, so that that changes.
I mean, obviously.
That changes things.
A better backup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Cam Newton was even a good backup given his vaccination status on top of it. You know, it's horrible to have a number two that you can't even rely on. You don't know who's going to be in the building. It's almost as bad as having an unreliable starter. It's like, because no one has a third guy that can play. And if you don't know if your second guy is going to be there on any given day because of the COVID thing, like, that's untenable. So maybe they go out and get a better backup guy who's not going to be as versed in the system. But let's face it, Newton was versed in the system, but he still couldn't run the offense. So, like, what's the point? So that, I would agree. I still think they have to go back into the market and get somebody. And I still sort of second guess the whole process of hitching their wagon to Newton in the first place.
Absolutely.
They were just better guys to have in here to bridge it to Mac Jones whenever you ultimately got there. And a guy who would be more willing to take a backup role, that would be more tenable, more a better fit as a backup if Mac Jones still emerged this summer. And then you'd have player X on the bench behind him. It would make more sense. And that's still my second guess, bringing Newton back.
Gardner Minshew. I tweeted it this weekend. He goes for what? A six-round pick? And the kid can play. He's completed, 65% of his passes. He has 37 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He goes for nothing. My preferred room for the Patriots and what they do would have been Mac Jones, Gardner Minshew, and Brian Hoyer. And now, for now, it's Mac Jones and Brian Hoyer. Look, I'm happy they went with Mac. I am worried if something might happen to him, for sure.
So the big news is that Mac Jones has won the starting job and Cam Newton is gone. So Mac Jones is the new Patriots franchise quarterback on the field week one against the Dolphins. And we're bitching about the backup. You can join us in that at 617-779-0985. You think Mac Jones is ready, Greg? We'll start with you.
Absolutely. Yep. I think I've turned him the MacBook Pro just because the more data you feed into it, the better he does. And I think that one of the tells to me that, and, I should have started out by saying, how do you like your quarterback competition now, Felger? one of my tells about how I didn't think this was over and how something like this was possible was the amount of reps that he got running a real two-minute offense. I think Cam Newton got sort of a jog through of the two-minute and maybe one real two-minute against the Eagles, maybe, in the joint practices. Other than that, it's been Mac Jones, and he just gets these opportunities to do certain things and operate, get the controls. And I think that he, right now, he is way ahead of where a lot of us thought he was going to be. But I think he goes so quickly with what he learns, and yeah, he's going to make mistakes, but he's going to learn from them. And I'm telling you, now with 2 weeks before the first game, Josh McDaniels is going to be able to put in a lot of checks and things like that where he could say, all right, if we get this look from the Dolphins, you're going to do this hand signal, and we're going to do this, and we're going to be on the same page. He could not have done that with Cam Newton.
Is he physically ready?
I think that's a big question. I mean, I guess Belichick thinks he is. But that is a concern. I do think, and
you got to protect.
I'm
sorry, Greg. You got to protect the kid now.
Absolutely. And that was when I wrote off of the Eagles joint practice that he had by himself. That night, I wrote a column saying like they need to. It's Mac Jones's job. Don't give Cam Newton his job back. And one of my arguments was if Bill had concerns about Mac Jones's physical stature, this is why you built this. This is why you have this offensive line. You have the 2, 3, 4 tight ends. You have the new receivers. You have the running game. You have Josh McDaniels. You could scheme it up. You can make it. In my mind, there was no better situation for a rookie quarterback to come in and seize the opportunity and be successful in year one than this one with all that was around him.
How do you feel about the Brady game looming in week 4?
I don't really care. I mean, I know you guys make a big deal out of it. I think the kid is fine. He knows how to deal with things. Yeah, you know, I have seen him get over-emotional at times, so you do worry about that. But I think with everything with him, the more you expose him to, the more he gets to see things and experience things, the better he's going to be short-term and long-term.
I'm going to hype the crap out of that game, I'll tell you right now.
No.
And that aside, you asked the question a second ago, is he ready? I'm not convinced.
He's ready.
Okay, what I do believe is he's better than Newton. Because Newton wasn't ready, for crying out loud, to run this offense. So is this kid ready? I don't know. Obviously, we're going to find out. I have my doubts, though. And so this is part of the – I thought Bill was going to take the safe way out, and Bill was going to go with Cam to start and then go to Mac somewhere along the line in the middle. I felt that way, but that was my initial feeling at the very beginning when they drafted him. The kid will play this season. I never thought it was going to be week one. And so I don't know if he's ready, Mike. I think it's a gamble.
Yeah, you know.
Don't you?
Yes. And I'm surprised that they made the move now. I'm not surprised they released Newton. That doesn't surprise me at all. That feels, today feels really like a classic Patriot Belichick move. Big, ballsy, in your face, bombshell kind of Patriot move. That felt Patriot like today. And I, you know, not that I could tell which quarterback it was going to be. Obviously, I had that wrong from the start. But, you know, I sort of felt this was in play, that Newton never made sense as a backup. I mean, he doesn't make sense, you know, ego-wise and that sort of thing, but just fit-wise and the COVID thing, you can't overlook that. You know, if they want a reliable backup for a rookie quarterback, anyone who's not vaccinated or in those COVID protocols is, by definition, not reliable. Never mind, we have to run a different kind of offense or call different plays. So him being gone makes perfect sense to me. Bill, doing it on a day like today feels Patriot-like. We've lived it for 20 years. They'll surprise you. And so all that. I am surprised that he's going Mac Jones week one. And, I mean, it's good. We'll see the real Patriots offense. And so I think we should all be excited about that. I think Josh McDaniels should be excited about that. Right, Greg? Don't you think this is what he wanted?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, Mac Jones can operate his offense. I mean, that's part of the reason why when they re-signed Cam, I was like, you know, real. And I know it was mostly just to give them coverage and, you know, going into free agency and things like that. But to bring him back, I'm just like, I'm not watching that offense again. Like, I'm sorry, but he's never going to get to the point where he knows before he even snaps the ball what's going to happen on offense and defense. He's never shown that he's that player.
And let me ask you. Even in the joint practices, the training camp sessions that you saw, they never did the running quarterback read option stuff. Did they waste any time on that this
They did
this
a little bit in their own practices.
They did.
And a little bit against the Eagles. Like you heard, you know, Soshi said that, you know, they brought Cam Newton in and, you know, that one play.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
So they showed it occasionally. Right. But, and you guys, the past couple of days, you made valid points about, like, you know, and this was everyone's like, well, Cam Newton has this. He has the running element. Does he really? I mean, the second half of last season, all I heard from other teams, and you saw this on film, the way they defended the Patriots, they didn't care whether Cam Newton ran the ball. So how much of a benefit was it going to be for this team? And I think, you know, you guys asked the question, is he ready? In my mind, there's no question that Mac Jones is ready. He operates the running game better. He's going to be able to get them in and out of good and bad plays at the line of scrimmage against bad fronts better than Cam Newton. He's going to be able to execute the play-action game, which is going to be their bread and butter in the passing game, or at least early on in the season. And he operates the two-minute drill much better than Cam Newton. So in my mind, he is absolutely ready for week one.
We'll get your reaction. Cam Newton out, Mac Jones in as the Patriots starting quarterback, to your phones right after this.
Sports, Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, Boston. Cannabis delivery is here from LanternNow.com. Getting cannabis in Boston has always been a hassle, but Lantern has changed the game. I can now get my cannabis discreetly delivered right to my door the same day I place my order. Lantern has made it super easy to find exactly the products that I want. I can browse multiple dispensaries at once and count on my order to be delivered same day. So whether I'm unwinding after work or going out for the night, Lantern is just what I'm looking for. So skip the rush hour traffic and get your cannabis delivered today by visiting LanternNow.com/Jim. That's LanternNow.com/Jim.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. For use only by adults 21 years of age or older. Keep out of reach of children. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It's against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with the consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, contact the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts.
Felger and Maz.
Those guys are always trouble. I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The snap to Newton with some time in the pocket. Now rolls to his left. He throws to the near side. Picked off.
Cam gets flushed outside. He waits, he wakes, and he makes a bad play worse. Your team could potentially be staring at 2-4. It's a big drive for him. Or I might go to Stidham.
They're just lifeless right now.
Lifeless on offense right now. Standing around, not taking care of the ball.
From the 38, shotgun snap to Newton. Four-man rush. Throw out to the left, incomplete.
I'm ready.
Skipped it in the direction of Demir Byrne on the far side.
You got to do something, Bill. He's throwing balls in the ground. He's got time to throw. You got to make the switch.
White to the left of Newton. Takes the shotgun snap. Again, a four-man rush. Pocket holding. Launches a deep ball down the middle for Myers, and it's going to be picked off.
Hey, Cam, you throw a pick, you're going to cover it, or are you going to stand in the middle of the field and watch it?
I don't remember this bad a half of football in our time together.
Cam drops back. Looks down the middle. He throws it off Edelman's hand. Careens in the air. Picked off.
Edelman was wide open 2 seconds prior. He was wide open, and he waited. And I don't know what he's looking at.
It's San Francisco, right off the right hip of Newton, who points with his left index finger. Cardinals show blitz. Contact as the ball flutters high in the air. It's intercepted by Golden.
That's on Cam. Do you not believe in what you are offensively? Then you need to make drastic changes. I'm talking next week. I mean, if you can't put it in this guy's hands 12 weeks in and tell him go run a 2-minute drill, put Stidham in and turn the team over to him.
And again, you're talking
this
about
is it. Embarrassing. Oh. Late! Oh, so late! So bad Cam, throw, Cam. Okay.
So Cam Newton just took over. And
do you see the... Now,
yeah, the double pat.
Held the ball forever.
Cam waits until he sees a guy get open, and then it's too late. And that's where the problems start for him. Just like right there.
So there's your Cam Newton lowlight reel. Last time we get to bitch about Cam Newton. Well, that's me. We'll probably bitch about him for a while.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll find a way. Murray will.
that era in Patriots football is over, and now on to Mac Jones. We'll get into some of the other news and notes. I mean, there's still about an hour and a half left until the official deadline to get down to 53, and there are drabs of news. Like, for example, Stephon Gilmore on PUP will miss the first 6 weeks at least. So that's in the books. That's been reported. Maz just gave me one. That was a surprise to me. They're going to keep the rookie kicker.
Yep. Field Yates tweeted out a short time ago that, according to sources, Quinn Nordine is going to be the starting kicker in place of Nick Folk.
Yikes. Okay, so...
Wait, he's going to be the starter? They're just keeping him.
No, that's what it says. The starter. The starter. I'll read it to you exactly. Patriots are expected to stick with rookie kicker Quinn Nordine as their starter, taking over the job from veteran Nick Folk, per source. That is Field Yates 44 minutes ago.
So we have that and other news and notes as they become available. We got our finger on the breaking news button, so if something big happens, we will get right to it. In the meantime, I promised reaction, so here we go. Jimmy, and our phones are a little wonky, so if I'm screwed up here, that's why. Jimmy and Walpole, go ahead.
How you doing, guys? What a great day to be from New England. I mean, if you're still supporting Cam Newton and you think that this was a bad decision, then obviously you don't watch the games. Mac Jones is going to be the best quarterback that the Patriots ever drafted.
Okay, the best quarterback the Patriots ever drafted.
Okay, see, this is where I get off the boat.
Oh, really?
Like, let's not be stupid about
because
it.
Tom Brady was drafted by the Patriots.
Exactly, yes. But I would even say, like...
If this guy's Drew Bledsoe, is this a win?
Yes.
He's not Drew Bledsoe, so what's the point of it?
No. If he's as good as Drew Bledsoe became... If he becomes the, and I'm not telling you,
no.
He plays the same way.
No, it's not.
But if he reaches Drew Bledsoe's, you know, ability level or what Drew Bledsoe became performance-wise, is that good enough?
Nope.
I agree. Not good enough. I want better than that. I want better than that. I want someone who can read a defense, get rid of the football.
He's,
I don't know. Do
he's
that.
He's got to be between Brady and Bledsoe.
Okay.
So that's fair. I was just looking at Bledsoe's record here was 63-60. So I thought it was better than
nope,
that.
You need more.
You got to be better than 500. That's for sure.
We've got, how about, again, my phones are all screwed up, so you guys stick with me here. How about John in the car? Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to say, get up really quick, because I don't know how much I trust that Mac Jones knee, man. That's all.
Okay, it's a fair thing. You know, not just, but, you know, the knee obviously is checked out, because they're not going to, I don't think, do this if the knee's, if he's got a serious thing there. But I think it's a little bit of an indication of the kid's size, durability. You know, he's taken a couple of hits in preseason, and he's already got that bulky brace on. So that's the first thing Mike Lombardi said when they drafted the kid. He's going to have to find him a GPS to the weight room. And so I think this is a legit concern. And so, you know, that's that. Here's Andrew in the car. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm super happy with this move. I love that Mac Jones is the quarterback. I'm ready to be done with Cam Newton. I would love to see the Patriots flip a late-round draft pick for Joe Flacco now that the Eagles have Minshew, just to get him a little bit of a more reliable backup.
Okay, there you go. There's a name. I mean, we can throw about a bunch of guys like that. Flacco's a good one.
I mean, Foles?
No, Flacco. I saw him in Eagles practice. No.
No?
I don't want Flacco either.
No.
I think he's a horrible fit for their offense.
Really? Bledsoe.
Yeah, well,
back
right.
Bledsoe, yes.
Yeah. I just don't think he's a guy that necessarily can diagnose a defense and make a decision pre-snap. He doesn't feel like that kind of player to me. Greg, you tell me. I mean, I just feel like he's a guy that can throw it deep, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, he had his moments against the Patriots that first day when both Hurts and Flacco, like, tore through the Patriots. I think they were playing pretty vanilla, but... Yeah, no, I don't want him. I want somebody similar to Minshew, and now I'm going to have to go back through sort of, you know, off-season quarterback lists and draft and things like that. I just think if Minshew was available, like, the Patriots should have jumped on it. He would have been a perfect guy in the system, and I know they at least weren't opposed to him in the offseason when it came to their quarterback stuff.
Okay, so I think that's a, you know, where you started, the second guess being Newton leaving, and now what's the backup? And you've got Mac Jones, week one, year one, undersized to begin with, durability questions, legit. You got Brian Hoyer, who I thought they hated, you know, again, after the way they treated him after that Kansas City thing. That's your guy. That's not enough. So the room still isn't complete. So there's one missing piece there. But they got the guy on top. I think everyone feels good about that. Paul in Marshfield. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, I think Cam won't be the first anti-vaxxer in this country to be fired. I'm glad because I think you were right, Mike. He got himself fired last week, really.
So, Greg, what do you think of that? Do you think the COVID was the last straw on him, you know, not staying as a backup?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, but I haven't heard that from anybody around the team. I haven't heard any discussion about it. Do I think it was a factor? Yeah, probably a small factor. You know, what I have learned in the past couple of minutes is that I don't believe that Cam Newton was given the option to stay.
Okay, what you've learned in the last couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. That I don't, from my reporting, I don't believe that Cam Newton was given the option to stay, and like he turned it down or said, I don't want to be part of that.
Right.
I think the Patriots made a decision to move on that probably Cam Newton didn't fit schematically or... you know, physically into what they want to do at the quarterback position now.
Or the vaccination status makes him untenable as a backup. Again, any rookie quarterback you start, you need a reliable backup. How can you be reliable if you're unvaccinated and subject to these protocols and these cadences that the unvaccinated, the NFL's made it impossible on these guys? That is the antithesis of being a reliable backup. So that had to have, I think, cost him his job, if not more. The thing about the option, though, is interesting because Mike Reese had written something like 2-3 weeks ago that said, if it ever comes to this, given how much Newton has meant to Bill Belichick and the mutual respect they have and all of this, that Bill would give Newton the option to call his next shot you know, release me, trade me, I'll stay as a backup. It would be like his decision. Clearly not the case today, Greg, is what you're saying. I'm just curious, and not that it's important, just the mechanics of it. You know, they were supposed to practice today. There was going to be an afternoon practice, but the cutdowns were at 4, which is why I said that doesn't make any sense. You know, how do you bring out a guy you're about to cut to practice? So you got to cut them all before practice. Or why are you having practice on cutdown? Like, whatever. Like, so did they bring Newton into the building? Did Newton show up for work today? And Bears comes and coach wants to see you? Like one of those things? And how did that go? You know, I'm just sort of curious about that whole thing. Or they did, you know, don't even come in? Did he not even reach the building? I don't know why I'm interested in that, but I am.
So practice today is at 2:45.
So like the
about 3 o'clock.
Okay, so forget about the cutdown day. You know, they're going to cut the guy before. You're not going to send a guy out to practice at 3 and then pull him off the practice field. It's 4 o'clock. You're cut. So all these things have happened before they hit the practice field. Did Newton show up for work today and they send him home? I don't know. I don't know why I'm curious about
Didn't
that.
Didn't Matt Jones have a pro him Instagram video yesterday? So maybe when that was released, he knew he had the starting job. I bet Cam Newton didn't even show up to the building today.
I don't know what that means, a pro him Instagram.
Like a video promoting that he has overcome the odds, like saying I've overcome this, and he tweeted that out or Instagrammed that yesterday. Maybe that's when he found out. That's when he knew.
I thought Newton found out on Sunday that he was the guy when he Instagrams the QB1 thing. Hey, I'm still going to read into the social media stuff. It's too
Things
much fun,
change, pal.
Okay, back to more facets of this story. What cost Cam Newton his job? Why did they do it? More reporting going on across the country and here in the room with Greg Bedard. First, an update. Christian Arcand joining us today in the update studio. Christian with the update. Here you go.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Looking for a specific video game? They will try to source it for you. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games is also your store for Star Wars toys, Pokemon, and the wrestling selection will have you feeling that sweet chin music. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.
Felger and Maz.
One big kindergarten classroom.
Really is. Just slinging poo at each other.
Daycare for grown-ups.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Obviously, they came to the conclusion Mac Jones is ready for this right now, which is not a surprise to other people within the league who had studied Jones through the pre-draft process. In fact, I had one coach for another team who had done homework on all the quarterbacks who told me back in May, Mac Jones is going to be the week one starter. He plays the way that the Patriots want to. He is a fast processor. He is extraordinarily intelligent and a guy who, from a football maturity perspective, is also really good. Performed well when he got his opportunities in exhibition games. Now Cam Newton set to hit the free agent market. This was always a possibility too, even back when Newton re-signed with the Patriots back in March. His one-year contract included a $2 million signing bonus, a $100,000 workout bonus. That is all the Patriots have committed financially to Cam Newton. He also had a $1.5 million fully guaranteed base salary, but that is subject to offsets for money that he might earn with a new team. No reason financially New England could not move on. And certainly from a football perspective, Bill Belichick has shown us time and again that even if it seems unorthodox, even if it seems surprising, he knows what he wants out of his players. And after just a few months with the Patriots, Bill Belichick decided Mac Jones is ready to be their starting quarterback right now, Will.
Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. I still don't feel Bill managed this well, because we're all happy Cam Newton's gone, but they still don't have a real backup quarterback. And Bill still brought back the wrong guy, and he still just burned a couple million dollars of Robert Kraft's money that they didn't have to burn. So they, you know, again, that $2 million to sign, I know that's, you know, pocket change, but that's still $2 million for a guy that you don't keep on your team. That's not good roster management. There should have been a quarterback here that you pair with Mac Jones, who could play if you need him to, but would also accept the backup role if he lost, cost you less than what you got for Newton, and that's that. That's what that should have been. And I don't know who exactly fits that category, whether it's Andy Dalton or Ryan Fitzpatrick or Teddy Bridgewater or Gardner Minshew or Nick Foles or Joe Flacco, who we don't want, but, you know, I'm just saying. That guy, Newton, was untenable as a backup. I mean, you just burned a couple million bucks for no reason and sort of wasted practice reps that either should have been going to Mac Jones or another veteran guy who you would have next to Mac Jones. So I still don't think Bill managed the quarterback thing particularly well. It looks like he drafted the wrong guy. We're hoping he did.
The right guy.
I'm sorry. Did I say the wrong guy? No, yeah. It looks like they drafted the right guy. Sorry. And he showed, you know, a lot of balls today making the call. So good for him. But if you dial it back, I still don't love the arc of the whole story.
Yeah, no. Saying that he drafted the wrong guy is autopilot on Phil Grant.
But anyway, so that, you know, it wasn't a huge outlay, but it was a little outlay. Gardner Minshew cost $850,000.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think a guy like that is perfect because he doesn't have enough cred to say he's a starter or he's hovering over Mac Jones, you know, the way that someone like Newton would, who started 100-plus games in the league or whatever the number is. And look, of the guys that are out there right now, I like the idea of Foles because I think Foles could run their offense. You hate him?
He's so slow and old and... He's horrible,
but
they can do better than that.
So I like his game for them.
Yeah, so that, you know, you don't have to like Nick Foles. You just have to like him more than Brian Hoyer.
Exactly.
All right.
Don't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
That a boy. All right, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, joining us. Do you look back and say, well, if Bill was heading in this direction.
Here we go.
Yeah, why didn't he change the reps starting a couple weeks ago and give Mac Jones a start or give him more time with the ones or just sort of work him in a little bit more than he did rep-wise? And I know he got a lot of reps. But it was still Newton first. Why didn't Bill reverse that a couple weeks ago?
It's valid. It's minor, but it's valid. I just think, like we've discussed before, I think that Bill looked at the layout of the season, the way camp is going and how many padded practices you can have and all this stuff. And he decided, I have plenty of time to get whoever wins the job ready once the media leaves. And that's what I'm going to do. And I think that the reps, the one day against the Giants was basically the day that Mac got all that. He got everything. Those 3 days, I mean, really, those 3 days, he got about 2 weeks worth of camp reps in 3 days. And I think that's what Bill wanted. He puts a more of an emphasis on the joint practices than the games. And Mac got all the on-field training that he needed with the starters, quote-unquote, the offensive line. I mean, the receivers all shuffle in and out every snap, so that's not a huge deal. And plus, you know, Jonnu Smith wasn't out there for a while. Hunter Henry was never out there. Aguilar kept getting injured every other practice or every practice. I think what he got was fine. Could have gotten a little bit more, maybe, but I don't think it's a big second guess.
I mean, Mike, that sequence there with Newton out of camp and with Jones out there, and then the big day he had where Bill gave him the high five, okay? Like, it did feel like something happened in that week. And again, maybe Bill was already leaning towards Jones. He probably was. But whatever it was that happened that led him to give Mac Jones a high five, I still can't get that image out of my head. I think that was a big moment.
Sure. And, you know, maybe that was the pivotal moment, the turning point. And Greg's right. It's not the biggest deal in the world. But I don't know. If you are going back and picking your way through it, when Cam Newton showed up and returned, he should have been docked.
One
wasn't.
One name to keep an eye on, and I don't know the status of this player, where he is right now, but just looking through Pro Football Focus and some of their grades from the preseason, the name that jumped out to me that would make sense is Kyle Allen, who is now in Washington.
Love him.
Was in Carolina. The Patriots tried to trade for him in Carolina at one point. He would be similar to Minshew in that I don't think it would take a whole lot. Fitzpatrick's going to be the guy. They're obviously looking for the guy of the future. I don't even know who else they have on their roster, but that would be a guy that I would be interested in.
Okay, we continue. I promise. Back to your reaction in our long commercial-free segment next.
This Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Frazier Engineering. Frazier Engineering is your MVP for all your commercial mechanical needs. Just give them a call and make your next project a win. Go to FrazierEngineering.com to find out more. Frazier Engineering, great people doing great work.
Felger and Mass.
They've been incredibly consistent.
The only thing that's consistent is their inconsistency.
I don't think that's inconsistent.
Yeah, which is exactly what Murray said.
Am I misinterpreting it?
No.
Now, more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Mike, how do you think this move is going to go over in this locker room?
I think it's going to go over very well because Cam has his supporters, no question about it. I think everybody who watched this competition, and again, I kept telling people it was a competition, who watched this competition play out, understood that the rookie has a chance to be something here. And when you go to the guys in the locker room, yeah, there are friendships and relationships with Cam, but you know what they want to do most? They want to win. And I think they saw the guy right now who gives them the best chance to win just so happens to be the rookie from Alabama. I think you look at some of the things that he's done, Tom and Will, in terms of his leadership, in terms of his command of the huddle. I mean, so many players have sort of gone out of their way to compliment him on that. And I'll just take you back to a snapshot. Wednesday, joint practice with the Giants. Again, no fighting. There's not supposed to be any fighting, but they're doing one-on-one drills between the offensive line and the defensive line, and there ends up being a scrum. Everybody's piled into it. The coaches make both sides run laps, and Mac Jones, who was not participating in offensive line drills, went and took a lap with his offensive line. I just think it speaks sort of volumes about who the kid is and understanding the moment, understanding what needs to be done from a leadership perspective, from that position's perspective, and I think he's done everything. He's checked every box this summer.
More reaction to the big news from today. Cam Newton released. Mac Jones named the starter. Your thoughts here, as promised. Is this Peter in Maine? Go ahead, Peter. Is it Peter in Maine?
Gentlemen.
Pierre, go ahead.
Yeah. I think the writing was on the wall with Mac just doing what he normally does, which is exceed everyone's expectations on the field. And what happened on Sunday, you know, Cam going 3 for 5, you know, that wasn't going to cut it.
Okay.
So
was it just pure performance that led you to believe that? Because Mac Jones has been outperforming Cam Newton the entire time, you know, and he really, again, took advantage with the COVID absence. But, you know, if we're going back, because we all thought, you know, Maz and I thought strongly that Bill was going to start with Cam Newton. Greg, I think you felt that as well. Not that you wanted that or that should have been that, but you felt Bill would defer to that. Is there anything that we missed along the way? Any sign we missed along the way? Because I have one. You know, when I go back and think of it, that I should have diagnosed that a little bit harder, is the effing Instagram thing on Sunday when Cam Newton Instagrammed out QB1 next to his jersey. And after the game, Bill said, we still have a lot of decisions to make. That should have sent out a flare in my head that Cam Newton is declaring himself a starter, but he wasn't told that. He was just doing it on his own. And again, when he sent that out on Instagram before the game, I thought after the game, Bill would give us Cam Newton's our starter. And when that didn't happen, I should have taken a harder look at it right there. Is there a sign you think you missed, Maz or Greg?
I'll tell you what I think in retrospect was a bigger deal than, I mean, we talked about it at the time, was that day that Bill took the ones off the field and took the line off with Newton, right? In other words, he sent Hoyer out with the threes while Jones stood on the sideline and then sent Jones out with the ones. He wanted to get, Greg, you wrote about this and mm-hmm. talked about this.
Yeah. It was my evidence that there was a real QB competition going on that I thought went on throughout time. I mean, I think it was more likely that they started the season with Cam Newton? Yeah, but I thought Mac Jones being named the starter was a distinct possibility, and that, you know, we didn't know what Belichick was going to do. But I do think
you called that significant
day,
at the time.
Oh yeah, I called it, and I told you because we talked about it on the phone that day.
Yeah,
and I said it was significant to me that Cam Newton went out with the ones. Went through his drive, and normally the backup goes out with the number twos right after that. They didn't do that. It was Hoyer with the twos, and the starting offense got a rest. Then they went out there with Mac Jones, and Mac Jones did a lot better on his drive, and that's when I was like, you know, there's a real competition.
I mean, Mike, that's apples to apples.
Yeah.
Right? That is apples to apples on the same day of practice. Like, there's nothing gray there. And to me, that's maybe that was a telling sign that as much as we talked about it, we didn't give enough credence to.
George in Rhode Island, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think this is going to be great for our run game because Jones' passing ability really can keep a defense honest and guessing. And the Giants looked afraid of the pass and allowed those three young studs they have to gash them. So I'm looking forward to that.
Greg, how do they have a better running game? Who gives them a better chance to have a better running game, Mac Jones or Cam Newton?
Mac Jones, in my opinion.
Why?
I thought that Cam's running ability was overrated. And look, we talked about it ad nauseum before. Even before they signed Cam and when he was in there, they're like, oh, well, now you're going to have to keep an extra guy in the box, and that does this and that. And, of course, it didn't really matter because, A, the Patriots didn't have any weapons, B, Cam Newton couldn't hit him if he wanted to, unless the team was playing really soft zone like Seattle's defense early on in the season. And that was similar to, some that we saw in the preseason where it was really vanilla. I wouldn't dissect any of these preseason games and been like, this and that. And
let me just disagree with his analysis. So he's saying you'll have a better chance to run the ball because defenses have to respect Mac Jones's passing ability. I don't think we're there yet. Like, oh, we got to keep people back. Mac Jones is on the field. I don't think that it's like, oh, we got to play too deep because he's going to throw it all over us. I don't think that's why.
I would agree with that.
So it's like, Mac Jones still has to prove that he can.
And the receivers have to
prove. And right. You still got lousy receivers, and this is a rookie quarterback who even on his best day doesn't have the biggest arm. So, no, it ain't like that. It ain't like, get back, Pat Mahomes is in. So like that, no. They should have a better running game because he can diagnose the play and run check and that sort of thing. Check you into a certain run where Cam Newton doesn't feel like he does that to this day. But then again, Cam Newton, even though he's not the same kind of runner, you do have to account for an extra running lane with him in there. So, I don't care if they're a little less of a running team. You got to have a running game. That's fine. But if they're a little less in the running game but more in the passing game, you win. You net out better. I don't care if they're a little reduced in the running game. And I'm not even sure that they are at the end of the day.
I come at it from the other side you do, though, which is to say that what I do know is that opponents don't respect Cam Newton's passing game.
Exactly. So the crowd, the line.
Right. At least there's a chance with Jones that they will. So I think the chances are better to run with Jones.
Nick in the car. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Cam definitely posted that because he knew it was the last chance he would be able to post QB1 next to his name. But anyways, I had a question on Mac Jones and who he's compared to, and curious if you guys think it's a win or not. I'm thinking that it would probably be fair, and tell me if it's tenable or not, that Mac Jones reaches like a Tony Romo, Carson Palmer type of level. And if he does, do you guys consider that a win?
Win. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're Tony Romo or Carson Palmer, and I know Carson Palmer had a lot of ups and downs, but before he ripped his knee up in Cincinnati when he was with that Bengals team, with when Ocho Cinco was in his prime and Hushman Zada and that team, they slung it. He was legit. So if that's what Mac Jones becomes, I think you've won.
I just completely disagree with those comparisons. Just because, if he becomes them, yes, that's awesome. But
we're not talking about Romo. We're not talking about style of play. We're talking about level of play.
Ceiling, right.
Yeah.
I don't know how you talk about one without the other. I mean, when you talk about quarterback, you're talking about Tony Romo, who was very mobile, who was big and long and had a strong arm. Carson Palmer was a pocket passer who was big and strapping and threw the ball down the field.
No, but
I think they're completely different quarterbacks.
Of course they are, but so you don't get it? We're not talking about style. We're talking about...
Yeah, but how do you compare style when you say...
I'm not comparing style.
They're going to be... So what are we talking about? Just their fantasy production?
No, like...
How effective they were.
Yeah, how effective they were. Did Tony Romo... did Tony Romo make 4 Pro Bowls? I mean, and I know that's not a good way to judge a player, Greg. I'm just saying...
Well, his winning percentage was over 600, wasn't it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, Tony Romo was a 7.5. I just made that number up. Maybe he's higher. But whatever he was as an effective quarterback, if Mac Jones reaches that level, is that good enough?
Mike, 78-49. That's what Romo was.
I mean,
yeah, that's pretty good.
78-49. He was probably a 3 or 4-time Pro Bowler, maybe more. I don't know. So if 4-time Pro Bowler, he won twice as many games as he lost. If that's what Mac Jones becomes, take it. Take it. And then hope that once you get in the postseason, that Bill Belichick and that sort of thing takes over and he wins postseason games where Tony Romo couldn't. Even though Romo was coached by Parcells, I know it. But he was also coached by some real bozos down there.
Tony Romo only had one losing season. I mean, I only played six games that year. I went one and five.
I just, look, you guys could do whatever you want. It's your show. I just don't know how you mentioned
those guys. Thank you, Greg.
Tony Romo was an athlete at quarterback and choked in the biggest moments. Carson Palmer was a stay in the pocket, take the last hit, gun the ball
you
down
still
the
don't
field,
get it.
Strong arm quarterback. Like, I don't understand. If you want to know, like, early Chad Pennington is what Mac Jones right now. I do think his arm's going to get better. You know, watching him on the practice field this summer.
Greg doesn't get what we're talking about. He just doesn't get it.
Let's just go by it. Let's go by it. Okay, it's over.
Right, go.
But watching him on the field, especially when he didn't have his shoulder pads on, and I'm not saying he's this player, but in his mannerisms and how he does things, like on the sideline, when he's not in the game, in the huddle, just how he's a maniac out there, he reminds me of Peyton Manning. Like, he looks like a little Peyton Manning out there, and just all the stuff that he does and all the stuff that he cares about, and, you know, how he's talking to the coaches and checks and this, and it just...
Why are you giving these Patriots fans ideas, Greg? Like, seriously, why are you doing that? Like, what, you're just creating a monster.
I'm just saying, not in
his
career.
Let's stick with Tony Romo and Carson Palmer.
Jimmy Stewart, drop that last minute and a half. Drop it. It's a Felger and Mass show, damn it.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as the Tony Romo
Mac Jones
and Carson
Peyton
Palmer
Manning. No, I like our comparison better.
Not in the way he played. Let's not talk about his play. Let's talk about his career.
Okay, listen. Greg Bedard has done some reporting here on the show, and it's his understanding through his reporting that Cam Newton was not given the option to stay or to be traded. Bill did not put it in his hands. Cam, what would you like us to do? How would you like us to handle it? You want us to get a trade for you to a certain team? Do you want to stay as the backup? It's your call. That did not happen. They just handed him his release. That's according to Greg Bedard and his sources. So why did they fire Cam Newton? Why did they fire him as opposed to keeping him as the backup or working with him on a trade? Why did they fire him? One prominent national guy has a report out at this hour with the answer. We'll give it to you right after Arcan gives you an update. If you're just joining us, there's Patriots news all over the place related to their roster, cutdown day, most importantly, the quarterbacks. Here's the very latest with Arcan. No commercials, and we're right back.
The safety of your loved ones has never been more important. That's why Safety Insurance offers the Drive with Safety app, which gives you the ability to monitor driving habits that will help improve the performance of every driver in the family. Plus, save 5% on your auto policy. Ask an independent agent about Safety Insurance. We'll help you manage life's storms.